because we got a big controversy brewing here at the radio station.
All right.
We're huge, where we have the talk show hosts here at the station in New York fighting with one another. And we got to get to that. Hell with the news.
Well, let's go to that now.
Okay, now what is the story now? Well, first of all, we have one of these functional illiterate nitwit basketball players.
Yeah.
For the New York Knickerbockers, Charlie Ward and the other moron, Alan Houston, who really are just, well, they're functional illiterates. So they may have gone to college, but that's only in name only. They didn't go to class.
Any morons who go to college?
So that's clear. So somebody did a story on them. We're getting the exact quote because I want to be specific about this.
Yep.
From a story that was done about, the story was about Marcus Camby in the New York Times. And essentially, Camby and Houston, who are Christian, very religious Christians, they claim to be, very, very showy about it in that they have these, prayer,
Bible studies
and deals in the locker room, and they all pray on the court. I mean, it's obnoxious, but at any rate, they were dissing the Jews in the New York Times. Thanks, Christine. I mean, you can't even make it up. And they essentially were saying, we're getting the exact quote because I want to be sure about it. Well, what the remarks were just obviously anti-Semitic and ill-informed, wrong, and anti-Semitic, and nobody is saying anything about it. No sports figures and none of the sports announcers on NBC or in any of the other areas, because they're all, one, afraid of losing their, well, they're afraid of losing their jobs.
So, essentially.
And the only people who are saying anything about it are saying, so essentially, who cares? Well, I mean, my friend Francesa essentially said, what difference does it make? He's just a moron. You have to consider the source. Well, it does make a difference. Whether it's a basketball player or a guy who works at Kmart. It makes a difference if somebody holds those views. They're idiotic, ill-informed, and frankly, anti-Semitic. And they're more racist in New York City, by the way, than they are in Mississippi, and I've said that for 30 years, and I still say that. But at any rate, well, we have the New York Times magazine here. So let me just, before we get to what's going on in the radio station. Well, I'm not sure what Ward is quoted in the magazine. I'm reading this to you out of context, but Ward says, Jews are stubborn, E. But tell me, why did they persecute Jews unless he knew something they didn't want to accept? What? They had his blood on their hands. Working quickly, Houston indexed a passage on his Palm Pilot, Matthew 26, verse 67, he said. Then they spit in Jesus' face and hit him with their fist. Did it say anything about who wanted Jesus dead, Ward asked. There are Christians getting persecuted by Jews every day. There's been books written about this. I'm not the paper ever read them. People who are raised Jewish and find Christ, and then their parents stop talking to them. You know, there's Jews for Jesus, man, Thomas offered me, running a hand over his cornrows. That's it.
That's the heart of the alleged disparaging comments right there.
Mm-hmm.
That the E is the guy, is the author, Eric Konigsberg. He's sitting down at a prayer meeting with these three guys.
Oh, okay.
Kurt Thomas, Charlie Ward, and Alan Houston, and this transpired.
Oh, I see. Okay. E.
Yeah, what up, E?
Well, yeah, I would think he'd be talking about Elvis, of course.
He's
that would be my frame of reference.
Well,
so then, so how has that manifested itself here at the station?
Well, apparently, Susan Waldman.
All right, who's Jewish.
Yeah, they host the midday show. She's outraged.
Well, she should be.
She's outraged that there is no outrage in the mainstream media.
Well, she's right about that.
Where, you know, John Rocker was excoriated,
right,
and he was punished by the league, and where is everybody now with
right,
Charlie Ward and Alan Houston to a lesser extent?
Very good point.
So she's going on, she's ranting and raving. And
screaming, of course.
She's got Jody in the corner sucking his thumb, afraid of her. Yes,
now, who would Jody be?
Jody's her partner.
Oh, okay.
Who's trying to get a word in edgewise. Anyway,
they do the midday show together, Jody McDonald and Susan Waldman.
Susan Waldman.
Okay.
Right. So then Francesca and Russo come in yesterday.
Right, they're on after them.
Right, in, about the middle of their show, right. Susan and Jody are doing their thing.
Right.
And they're screaming out in the newsroom, shut the F up.
Right.
What are you talking about? Enough of this. Who cares? Nobody cares. Everybody's been persecuted.
Right.
What do you think, the Jews are the only ones that ever been persecuted in this country? Yeah, they're outraged that she's comparing Charlie Ward to Adolf Hitler.
Right.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't wait to get on the air themselves.
Right.
In fact, Frances is in here. He was screaming at Dove with the beanie on his head in the control room.
Well, Dove is one of our engineers who is, in fact, a rabbi.
Right.
Yeah.
He's in the two of them are in the line of sight of Susan Waldman. Frances is screaming at Dove, and Susan's on the intercom. What's Frances in here talking about? And he just can't wait to get in there. And
I'm a fan.
So then, what did Frances say when he got on the air?
Anyway, one of the quotes from out in the newsroom, we heard Christopher Russo screaming, Holocaust, Schmolocaust, who cares? Shut up, it's over, it's happened too long ago, it's happened to everybody.
No. Holocaust, Schmolocaust.
So then, of course, they come in, and Frances's take is, consider the source, Charlie Ward's an idiot. Don't take it serious. It doesn't mean anything. People say things all
true.
The time.
That's not true.
No different than a clerk in a hardware store.
Well, that's why there were Nazis.
The guy has his opinion. It's his First Amendment.
But Frances is wrong about that. You do have to care when somebody makes a serious statement like that. No, I don't know. He's not right about that. And that's wrong.
So, and they said they weren't going to spend as much time on this. It's no big deal. And of course, they ended up
spending
4 hours.
Of course.
On that stuff very simple.
We don't need tape of them.
We have, we're efforting that tape as
well. Oh, God. Why wouldn't Francesca get on the air with Susan? That would have been great.
Now you talk about ratings grabber right there.
They wouldn't do it.
No. It was stupid, according to him. Stupid idea.
Well, she's right, though. She is right. There's no outrage in the media about it at all.
Period.
No, for two reasons. Yeah. One, the perpetrator.
Well, I read in the paper that Francesca said the reason that the Jews are screaming about it is because they are so much better organized and able to respond much more quickly. Well, yeah, you got to watch them Jews, man. They get together and they got their stuff all figured out. Jeez, Liz. So, Michael Lynn.
I'm in the morning. In your shorts, 2024.
Ken, good morning. This is John Minka with sports sponsored by LightPath, Tri-State Area's fastest growing business communications partner. And Imus, here's the latest on the Charlie Ward situation, the point guard who certainly has been under fire. A lot of talk in the New York metropolitan area at a certain radio station.
Anti-Semitic nitwit ought to be banned from basketball, but go ahead.
Well, NBA Commissioner David Stern calls him an uninformed religious zealot.
Uh-huh.
And that came out last night. Stern says he's not going to penalize Ward.
Oh, no, of course not.
No, stating that he does not wish to enhance his sense of martyrdom by penalizing him for giving the comments public voice.
Sure.
That occurred yesterday. Ward issued an apology last night.
Stern might have added that, but also he didn't know because he has no guts. He thought it would have been appropriate to
there
add
you
that.
Go.
Yeah. He doesn't have any guts.
Yeah.
But at least he came out with that, and Ward issued an apology last night. Says he truly apologizes to everybody who was offended. But certainly a lot of discussion here at the radio station, a lot of controversy among the
supporters. Ugliness, you have to say. Yeah.
Ward's going to wear a yarmulke Thursday during the game, I heard.
Hey, what's this guy in the paper, Chuck? What's this guy?
In the Daily News, it's Zev Chaffetz, Chaffetz,
right.
Writing on this. And
he points out the last time the Knicks won the championship, by the way, their coach was a Jew, Red Holtzman.
Yeah.
They want to factor that in.
The Knicks went ahead and won the game against Toronto, but probably took that as a sign that God is on their side. Perhaps, he writes, but they need to keep in mind the team hadn't gone all the way in 28 years. The last time they did, a Jew named Red Holtzman was a coach. Mere coincidence, perhaps, but the ways of the Lord are mysterious. Charlie Ward should know that after all, to paraphrase a question Charles Barkley once asked A.C. Green, if Ward's so tight with Jesus, how come God hasn't given him a decent jump shot?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Why is he? And he's a dirty player on top of everything else. That's another thing I don't understand.
This is good. It's almost a must read.
Yeah. What's the guy's name again?
Zev. Chaffetz. I don't know how to pronounce it. Chaffetz.
In the New York Daily News?
In the New York Daily News.
What page is it on?
Page 31.
It's probably on the Daily News Internet site, too, so you can check that out if you want to. if you're in Tucson and can't get the New York Daily News. Anyway, go ahead, Mike.
Well, you know, the thing here is I think that everyone agrees about the comments and that they're not right. I think that the debate here at the radio station and the debate among listeners basically centers around the impact and how much credence you should put into what Charlie Ward says. And obviously, to me anyway, that's an individual thing.
Debate. Susan Wolman almost had to be escorted out of the station yesterday. It was almost like Crown Heights all over again. It was like Kristallnacht here yesterday.
There was. There were people standing at that door with a fire ready to break the door down.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing's
okay.
Well, the only reason we're having any debate at all is because the guy's black. That's the only reason. Other than that, he would be off the team, and that would be the end of it. So, he certainly would have been suspended. So, I mean, fined and all that, but I mean, no, come on. That's so clear that it's ridiculous. David Stern has no guts, and the team has no guts, so. And the guy's a loudmouth punk who's not a very good basketball player, incidentally. So, case closed. But it does matter what people like that say. When somebody makes a serious comment like that, it does matter.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's him or the jerk who works at Kmart, it's the same stuff. So anyway, come on, Vaughn.
There's much going on. I don't even know where to start. There's just so much good stuff.
Particularly a huge feud, apparently. Is it a feud?
Oh, it's definitely a feud, at the very least.
A huge feud here at the radio station. And we need to get the program director in here.
Yeah.
It's all centers around some comments that... these two basketball players from the New York Knickerbockers made in the New York Times Magazine that were essentially, have been characterized as anti-Semitic, and they in fact are. And none of the major basketball announcers on NBC, and certainly the commissioner who is equally gutless, David Stern, have done anything about it because the players are black and they're going to let them get by with it. Now, if the players were white, they would fine them and they would be banned, they would be suspended from the team. But Charlie Ward, who's a journeyman basketball player and not very good, he's not as good as, well, he's certainly not as good as even Jerry Stackhouse or even that kid that from Maryland. What's his name? The guy that
Grand Truck Francis.
Steve Francis. I mean, he's not as good as Steve Francis. So I mean, so he's not a very, you know, they're just average basketball players at best. I mean, they're. There are guys in playgrounds around here, headaches. Some of these people are a lot better than they are. So they're just not having them. Anyway, Ward says in the New York Times Magazine, in this article about, I guess it was about Camby, essentially, but they were having a prayer meeting, right? And the writer, I forget the writer's name.
Eric Konigsberg was following them around.
Okay, so he's following them around. He's at the prayer meeting with them. And they're all holding hands at the prayer meeting.
And he's a Jew, by the way.
Okay. And Ward says, Jews are stubborn, but tell me, why did they persecute Jesus unless he knew something they didn't want to accept? And the writer says, what? They had his blood on their hands. So then Alan Houston had a Palm Pilot with him, which is remarkable that he could figure out how to operate it. Punches up Matthew 26, verse 67, and he says, then they spit in Jesus' face and hit him with their fists. It say anything about who wanted Jesus dead, Ward asked. There are Christians getting persecuted by Jews every day. There's been books written about this, not that these two idiots ever read them. People who are raised Jewish and find Christ, and then their parents stop talking to them. You know, there's Jews for Jesus, man, Thomas. Oh, I mean, it's just beyond.
Just a man.
Yeah, man. God almighty. So then Susan Waldman, one of the talk show people here at the radio station, apparently freaked out yesterday. And I'm with Susan on this one. I think she's right. Right. And her essential thesis was, that why isn't there any outrage about it? And I agree, why isn't there?
Where's the outrage?
Where's the outrage?
Looking at the John Rocker.
Where's the condemnation?
Yes, exactly. And
she was comparing Charlie Ward's comments to Hitler, as a matter of fact. That's how it starts, this and that.
Right. Well, I happen to think she probably got a little emotions get away with her, but she's not an experienced whatever. But nevertheless, she's right, so...
Her essential position.
Her essential position is she's right. But then here comes Fats on Fruit Loops. They come on.
They come storming in the newsroom.
Yes, they appear on the radio station after Susan and Jody's program, mm-hmm. which yep. is over at 2 o'clock or
1 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, Eastern time. And what were the essence of Fats on Fruit Loops observation?
Well, they couldn't believe that she was focusing on the subject to begin with,
right.
and that a lot of people have been persecuted, and who cares what Charlie Ward says? Consider the source. He's just a stupid basketball player. People say things all the time. Clerks in hardware stores, baggage clerks, doctors say things, and who cares? Everybody has their opinion.
Why didn't we all take the same position when John Rocker made similar comments?
That's a good. Well, their feeling on that is that economically he would have hurt the league, and that's why he was sanctioned by the Major League Baseball, and whereas nobody's boycotting Madison Square Garden, they would have boycotted or financially hurt the Braves in the league to some extent.
Oh, I see.
And that's why there was more heat on him.
Well, so were they upset with Susan because she was screaming about it?
Yeah, they couldn't believe she was going on about it. I actually heard, it was quoted out in the news, and somebody said, Holocaust, Schmoloquist, shut the heck up, nobody cares about this.
Right. Well, they are wrong about that. It is important when somebody says something like this, particularly if you have one of these guys going around to trying to influence young people with whatever. And then makes these kinds of comments, so they're accepting them with the same gravity.
That's what she said, actually, yesterday.
Oh, she's right.
She said that.
Okay, then she's right.
She said if they look up to them as role models in other areas, then you got to take what they say as serious.
She's absolutely right. She is absolutely right.
But then again, if he was a rapper, he'd win a Grammy for his comments.
Well, it depends on the tracks and stuff.
How they were mixed.
How they were mixed. Who they ripped off.
Right.
What Billy Joel song or police song they copped, you know.
One of her opinions was that you have to be a Jew to understand the feeling of Jewish people in regards to these comments, and Francesca was like,
well, that's stupid.
There have been a lot of people who have been persecuted over the years, not only Jews, and he was in here debating with Dove, who wears a yarmulke.
Well, Dove is a rabbi, in fact.
Yeah.
He's an engineer,
yeah.
but he also is a rabbi. He went to rabbinical school, and he's,
right.
he's got his gold yarmulke, whatever they get.
Then they were screaming out in the newsroom, and they couldn't wait to get on the air.
What is Susan talking about? Unbelievable.
And then they got on the air, and what happened?
And then they ranted and raved. They expressed their opinion. Actually, we have a cut from one caller.
Oh, we do?
That sort of embodies their feelings here.
Let me hear that.
Dennis in Brooklyn. Dennis, how you doing?
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
That's good, Dennis. Okay.
My father's 82 years old, and I was discussing this with him yesterday. He lost his grandfather in the Holocaust. Now, Charlie Ward is not like your barber. He's a public figure.
No, he's not.
No, yes, he is.
He's a basketball player. When you take off the uniform, he's nothing more than a barber. That's what you got to understand.
That's where you're wrong. Is not sent up by the Knicks to speak to the kids in the school.
Oh, really? Is Sprewell?
Charlie Ward is.
How about Sprewell?
I don't know about
Charlie. Well, how about Larry Johnson?
I'll deal with one of you.
No. I want to ask you.
Which one's going to scream at me? My dog.
Dennis.
What, one of you.
Dennis.
One of you.
Dennis, let me ask you a question.
Well, they're wrong. From Francesca's dead wrong. He's absolutely ill-informed and wrong about it. Of course he's a public figure. So, I mean, he's a public figure because they're writing about him in the New York Times, and they're not writing about him playing basketball. They're writing about him at a prayer meeting. That makes him a public figure in a role other than playing basketball.
Which is why, for example, I mean, just quickly, the American Jewish Congress has asked the state of Florida to remove Ward from his position as Florida's Born to Read Literacy Campaign spokesperson. So, of course, he's in the public. That's just one example of how he's a public figure.
Well, here's Francesca now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Don.
How are you?
You know, you guys, and especially Bernard, this is the lowest bunch of garbage that you guys have gotten into in a long time.
It is?
Yeah, you know, don't take this stuff, which people get very upset about, and people in flames, and try and create some stupid war. This isn't something that's funny.
Well, what do you think it's funny?
Come on, Susan Woolman damn near had to be escorted out of the newsroom.
I don't have to be lectured about what someone thinks is funny, including my friend Mike.
It's like Crown Heights here.
Yeah, I mean, well, shut up.
It was nearly a stretcher case.
God almighty.
Had to be sedated.
Yeah. First thing after the hour, here they are, Mr. Weinberger.
Even for her.
Well, what happened then?
Well, they claimed that they wouldn't focus on the subject anymore, and of course, everybody talked about it all afternoon.
Well, into the night, into the morning. It was still
all night.
Topic A on Joven Ignos. They were still talking about it when he came to work this morning.
Mm. Well, it is serious because, in fact, he is a public figure. That's the point. And it does make a difference when anybody makes those kinds of comments that are as ill-informed as they are and anti-Semitic, and that nobody says anything about it. And you can't dismiss it because it suggests that they don't mean anything. But we also like the fact that it stirs up the emotions of people that are at the radio station. That's the best part. So it's only funny, and it speaks to my theory, and it's been proved over 30 years, and it continues to be, and everybody thinks it's funny until it's about them.
Yep.
And I don't care if they like it or not. So it's at all, by the way. 14 after the hour here on the Amish Morning Program. Well, we're going to find out here. Now, the other potential for some entertainment to entertain us would be this rift that we're trying to develop between the talk show host here and the radio station, not too much success, by the way, over this whole these anti-Semitic comments made by two of these journeyman players for the New York Knickerbockers basketball team, Charlie Ward and
Allen Houston.
Anthony Allen Houston.
Yep.
Who said essentially, well, they said they made some anti-Semitic remarks, and it's the league and David Stern, the gutless commissioner of the basketball association, and he is, has decided not to do anything about it because, for whatever reason, that if they were white players, they would be suspended and fined, and they wouldn't, I mean, it would be a huge deal. So that's it. That's the only reason that they are not, that nothing is done about it.
They'd be in a cell next to Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah. Now, Susan Waldman, who appears on the radio station there as a talk show host, she was exercised about it yesterday, and as it's been reported to me, made some very good points. And that is, where is the outrage? Well, there's no outrage. And Bob Raisman is in the New York Daily News this morning essentially saying the same thing. But you're not going to get any outrage from basketball announcers who are frightened of losing their jobs. So they're
afraid of getting beat up.
It's the Opie and Anthony syndrome. They run their mouth, but when the push comes to shove, they reveal themselves to be gutless, and that's essentially what it is. It doesn't mean they aren't talented, they aren't funny, or aren't whatever. It just means what it means is they have no guts. But the most amusing part of it, the most amusing thing, is Francesa's comments that I think are kind of funny. He said that Jewish people are the reason of these. Francesa's position is that Charlie Ward and Allen Houston are not public figures, and we shouldn't, except when they're playing basketball, I guess, and that we shouldn't, that it doesn't make any difference what they say, and why should we care? And he is wrong about that. They are public figures. So, I mean, it's...
They can't be construed as anything else. They're members of the New York Knickerbockers basketball NBA.
But he also said Jewish people are better organized at protesting quickly.
Well, you know how they are.
And Jewish people are one of the quickest and best around and best managed and very, very good at getting their message out quickly. They're very good at it and very well equipped to do it. That's why it becomes a very huge story, because they are going to answer very quickly. Some other religions may not look to answer so quickly.
You know, those people run the media.
Well, they...
There you go.
So, I don't know. I just thought that was amusing. Maybe he was... That's, I'm reading from Bob Raisman's column. Maybe he was misquoted or something. But then he... And Francesa called up earlier this morning. We had to blow him up because apparently he didn't have his requisite dose of Twinkies this morning.
Oh.
But he's going to call up and lecture me about what he thinks we ought to do here in terms of what's amusing and what's not. And I think we should let me decide that.
Yeah. See, imagine us exacerbating a rift.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
Hello.
So, but I'm with Susan on this one. I think she's probably right. But then I guess Frances and Russo, they thought Susan was making too big a deal of it, or what exactly happened?
Right, exactly. Blowing it out of proportion. The guy is just a moron, Charlie Ward. Who cares what he says? You know, to compare Charlie Ward to Hitler was a little bit over the top in their opinions.
Well, that might be, yeah. But...
And, you know, Holocaust, Schmolocaust, everybody's been persecuted throughout the years.
Yeah.
Shut up and let's talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs. Come on.
That might be a little strong. Well, then what did they do on their program?
They went on and they talked about the very issue for 4 hours.
Oh, they did.
As a matter of fact.
So while they were going to... But too bad they didn't go on together.
That would have been pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do we have any sense of what Susan was doing? Do we have any?
Oh yeah, she was all over. She was very emotional yesterday. As a matter of fact, we have a cut of her with a caller.
Oh, we do. Oh, let me hear that. Yeah.
From Fresh Metals, Ben Holden. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
The last thing Jody said before one of the flashes ago was that it was 2,000 years ago. Shouldn't everyone just be over this sort of stuff? And what did you think about that?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I just said.
Well, what's your point?
Shouldn't everyone that has been treated unfairly over all the years, shouldn't all that be put aside also?
Kevin, where are you going with this? Is your point is who cares what Charlie Ward says?
That's my point.
Okay,
that's my point.
Well, I'll tell you what the point is. I'll tell you
who cares.
You're
going to tell me what my point is or yours?
It's mine. It's my show. Charlie Ward is put out there as a role model, and he's got a forum. He goes and he speaks to little kids all the time. And if you're supposed to believe Charlie Ward about the fact that you should stay in school and not do drugs, do those little kids also believe that the Jews killed Christ?
Okay, now how many kids do you think read New York Times magazine? Does he speak about that when he goes to third grade class?
I haven't the slightest idea. I haven't the slightest idea what he does. He said it in the New York Times. He said it to a reporter.
Kevin, he's giving his opinion on something.
Right, and I'm giving my opinion on something. Yes, I took offense to it.
When Marcus said all that stuff, believe me, you were not that hard on him. You took it easy on him because he never said anything about the religion that you follow. If he would have said, oh, and by the way, all those Jews in New York, believe me, Susan, you would have flipped out.
Well,
there's no doubt in my mind. You say no.
Well, you don't know my mind, and don't tell me whether I'm being truthful or not. And the point I was making, if you were to listen, is that baseball took action on John Rocker in the first place. Where is David Stern? Where is the NBA? That was my point. And don't you ever call and tell me what I think and what about my religious beliefs. You haven't the slightest idea what I think.
Oh, this is great.
Ooh. Oh, man. Jody, your thoughts?
Yes, Jody, and what were you going to say?
Okay, on the Fan. Back at the
desk. What was Jody doing at the time? He was cowering under the desk, right?
He's sucking his thumb in the corner. Man. I don't blame him either.
Well, she's got a good point, though.
And Francesca and Russo have a good point. They sent Larry Johnson and Latrell Sprewell out to talk to these kids, and how come that's okay? Larry Johnson's got 10 kids by 10 different wives. He's no role model.
That's a very good point.
That's
a very good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. They sent him out. What's the deal, yo?
Well, my only complaint is the following. One, I don't think you can say who cares and consider the source, because, in fact, they are public figures and role models, and it's irrelevant whether some kid reads the New York Times or not. Point it gets reported, they become aware of it, and they don't. That's a idiotic observation made by a moron who called the radio station. But and it's gutless for the NBA not to do something about it. But they aren't doing anything about it because the players are black, and that's the only reason. So
Charlie Wood had a gold tooth, wore his hat sideways, and put this to music, he'd get a Grammy.
Yeah. So, and when I talked to Suge Knight later, well, I could probably cut a deal for him. Suge out now. All right, here's Russo. Russo.
Yeah, Don, how you doing? Good morning.
All right, I blew up your partner this morning.
Why, about the Ward thing?
Yeah.
I happen to agree with my guy on the same page. I mean, he's a religious fanatical idiot. Why would anybody be that worried about what Charlie Ward has to say?
He's a public figure.
All right, Tony's not a publicist. So it's only Larry Johnson.
Just because he's black. Yeah,
you're right.
And how many kids around America are floating around because of Larry Johnson?
Oh, no, I, you're right. You have.
I know. Nobody said, nobody for years, nobody has been out, nobody in New York has had any outcries about that. All we do with Adoree Johnson is give him the OJ and, you know, thump our chests and love him to death. And he's got, you know, six kids around the country.
You're absolutely right.
And that is, to me, far more disgraceful and much more detrimental than what Charlie Ward said. That's action. Words, just a couple of words.
Yeah, but that contributes to a feeling of
I agree with that.
Hatred and anti-Semitism.
That's a very good point, Don, and I don't disagree with that. I can understand. I would consider the source if I was Jewish, but I understand what you're saying. Ward, it contributes to hatred, and it contributes. It's just bad for Ward to say that stuff. I totally agree with you on that. But how come nobody has any outcry about Latrell Sprewell? The guy choked a coach. One of the most despicable acts in the history of sport.
Wait a minute. He choked P.J. Carlissimo.
I don't care who he choked.
No, that's different. He should have choked him.
The other thing I would say.
Don't be getting in. First of all, P.J. Carlissimo is a loudmouth jerk.
I'll use my Larry Johnson analogy. You have kids. You're going to understand that. I'll use my Larry Johnson analogy.
No.
Where's the outcry for him, Don?
Well, they're not related in this instance.
No, I mean, Larry Johnson's act.
You're right.
We're talking words with Ward.
You're right.
Larry Johnson. How come nobody's called up the last 5 years and said, you know what, I can't move for the Knicks because of that?
I think you could describe someone making vicious, anti-Semitic, ill-informed, idiotic remarks and act as much as you consider, as you can consider Larry Johnson having children out of wedlock. Well, you're wrong.
It's words and actions. And you know, one other thing, Don, about this, you know, if the Knicks fans...
Words are actions.
If Knicks fans are so unbelievably offended, what the words are doing giving them a standing ovation with a minute and a half to go in a game?
Oh, I agree.
What, they hate him at 12:45 and loved his standing when he made a three with 5-3 in the afternoon?
I agree. You're right. No one is saying that hypocrisy doesn't exist. It does everywhere. We're just talking about this specific issue. You're right about Larry Johnson and other things. Well, now we're just talking about this. If he went out black, if the commissioner has any guts, they would suspend him.
Ah, come on, Don. It's a freedom. He's allowed to, you know, whether you like it or not, or whether it's, you know, vicious and all the words you just used, and I can understand where you're coming from.
You can't
it is freedom of speech, Don.
You can't yell fire in a theater.
It's freedom of speech. It's freedom. He's allowed. This is America. This is not, you know, 1940 Stalingrad.
Why did they fire Jimmy the Greek then?
What now?
Why did they fire Al Campanis and Jimmy the Greek?
Campanis was in a position of hiring.
No.
He was in a. First of all, they should never fire Campanis.
How about Jimmy the Greek?
All you had to do is look at Al Campanis' record. The guy was Jackie Robinson's roommate. All you had to do is look at Al Campanis' record. That's one of the biggest disgraces known to man, ever firing off in Campanis. He did more for baseball players, for minority baseball players, and for hiring and firing anybody in the history of the damn organization, including Branch Rickey. That was unbelievable. Did a tremendous job. He had a terrible 20 minutes. He was an older man. It was a hot light. He was a substitute. He had no sleep. Koppel's a tough guy, and you know he got basically massacred on television. But look at what that guy did in his career, and it's a disgrace that he was fired. Look at Al Campanis's career.
God, can I finish the sentence, please? Yes. Were you upset with Susan?
I didn't hear much of Susan,
The report that I got was that you were screaming and exercising.
No,
you
were
That is not true.
I mean, I disagree with the premise that this is the worst thing since the Holocaust.
Well, but she happened.
I've heard these comparisons from people who've called up, and these school teachers who've called up and says, what do I tell my school kids? Well, what did you tell your school kids when they root for Larry Johnson? Is that South Carolina?
Yeah, but Susan, I can say Susan happens to be right. I mean, you know, when she's Jewish, I can see how she was offended. Can't you?
Again, I'm just talking about it, and I'm not Jewish, so I mean, I understand.
You don't like women in sports, do you?
particularly Jewish women.
Yeah, you don't like Jewish women in sports. That's where you're coming from.
You have a big problem with this, Don?
With what?
With what Ward said?
Oh, I don't.
I know you have a problem with it, but do you think he should be that offended by it if you're Jewish?
Well, I wouldn't
should
mean
you, should you consider the source? The guy's a fanatical religious zealot. Why be worried?
We had a problem with Susan Wolman having to be escorted out of the newsroom yesterday. With you and Mike and the rest of the gang out there.
Dog, back down, you boardheaded.
Mulling about.
Yankel Rosenbaum. I'm more offended by Susan Waldman being threatened here at the radio station.
She was mad.
It's like Crown Heights out in the newsroom.
She actually was appeared for her life yesterday. That's the report I'm getting. That was your
Remember Yankel Rosenbaum.
Yeah.
That's totally inaccurate. You're just trying to stir it up and try to get a
Who, us?
Yes, you.
We're trying to get to the bottom of things.
We're trying to clear this thing up here.
But again, Don, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How come when all those teachers call up in the last day for Mike and myself, you know, two teachers who were teaching the Holocaust in school, and they call up and says, well, what am I supposed to say to my kids? Well, why don't they have that same response when those kids bring in the Larry Johnson sweatshirts the last 3 years, and he's got six kids around the country with six different women? How come they don't have a problem with that?
Well, because the teachers are probably pounding their cheerleaders themselves. So.
By the way, your jackboots are in the station.
Yeah. Way up to go. It's 25 till the hour. Walt Clyde Frazier's here.
Good morning, Mr. Frazier. How are you?
Nice to be back again. Thank you.
Can we get you involved and in the middle of this Charlie Ward thing? Or what's your take on all that?
Well, it's ironic that Ward is very, normally very laconic, taciturn. He rarely speaks, and for him to be involved in this is very unusual.
I guess the quotes came, though, out of a... My understanding is the reporter was allowed to participate in some sort of Bible study class they're having, is that right?
He observed.
Right,
yes.
He observed.
Yeah.
And that these thoughts came out of this. So, well, what is your take on this?
Well, I know he's a very religious person, Charlie Ward is, so I guess he was just expressing what he saw in the Bible. But he has to learn that people are offended by things that in the Bible, different races like the Jewish people are very upset with what he said, so obviously he's apologized, and I'm sure he's very difficult. He's unhappy that it happened.
Are they getting cut slack because they're black, or is that nothing to do with it?
No, I think if anyone said that, they would also get a feedback the way Charlie Ward is getting it from the Jewish community.
But, I mean, if it were a white player, would they be suspended or fined? Or?
No, I think just reprimanded, because it's a belief that a person has, so
yeah.
He has the right to state his belief, but... Unfortunately for Ward, when you're in sports and you're in the limelight, it's difficult. Obviously, it's going to be embellished, whatever you say, and sometimes it's taken out of context.
I think also it is worth noting, obviously not defending the guy at all, but it did come out of a Bible study class, so where there's an exchange of views, and he used to be involved in a Bible study class.
Certainly did, yeah.
So a lot of things are liable to get said there. That,
right. The sensitivity of people today, like one time you guys almost got me fired.
We did?
Yeah, remember when the lady got hit in the stands with the basketball? And she was probably running her mouth and not paying attention to the game.
Right.
Yeah,
like most women.
Yeah, I had to apologize for that. So,
how did we get you fired? You said it.
Yeah, I said it, but you guys embellished it. You kept running it on the air every 5 minutes.
So. That's right, Bernard.
No, no way.
That was Breen. What that Brad Breen's doing? What that?
Oh, we have the we have the promo that we run constantly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Breen initially did it. And we run it back ad nauseum.
I guess the criticism, the legitimate criticism, in terms of just to begin, and we'll get off of this, of the Charlie Ward L.A. News thing, is that it's one, they're wrong, and that it's an ill-informed view, and that, I understand people can hold various religious views, but I think we pretty much nailed down who killed Jesus.
as it were.
As it were. And even the Pope let him off the hook, so, but whatever. It's 9 minutes to the hour. We'll talk more. Walt Clyde Frazier, come on.
Tough night for the Knicks as well. Embarrassed at home by the Miami Heat, 122-111. Game was rough on some Knicks fans as well, who attended the game at Madison Square Garden, as described on the Knicks radio network.
Pass deflected out of bounds by Rice. It's still the ball, 5 on the shot clock, and that basketball hit a woman in about the fourth row on the deflection. She appears to be a little shaken up.
She's probably running her mouth like most women instead of watching the game.
Yeah, I like them bodacious, but never loquacious.
Your radio sounds funny in the morning. You're listening to Imus in the morning.
Walt Frazier, mired in the 70s. Walt looks like he just walked out of a Shaft movie. Exactly, right. Get that fur coat, get that pinmobile going.
Yeah, again. Get out on 11th Avenue and work your ass, bitch.
The episode over the U.S. spy plane.
What did Francesco say?
He opted not to go on the air.
Is he, so he's mad at me?
Well, I couldn't discern that. He said he'd speak to you when he gets to the station later today.
Uh-oh.
That's not good, is it?
Doesn't sound happy.
No.
Well, he's got to lighten up. I mean, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. You know?
I reached out to my friend, Francesa.
Right.
And now he's slapping my hand away.
You were snubbed.
Exactly.
I'm refusing to appear on the program with me.
Trying to mend fences?
Yeah.
If there are any to be mended, even.
No, we're just screwing around. I mean, you can't... Charles and I were talking about that a few minutes ago, not about Mike, but I mean, it's just about how sensitive people are anymore. I mean, you just can't, you can't do anything.
Oh, can't say anything.
It's an insane thing, can't do anything.
Nothing.
Sensitivity quotient in this country, unbelievable.
Where's your perspective? Come on.
Hypersensitive.
Well, we don't care, but I mean, I care about Mike. Well, it's not good.
We love Mike.
Yes, it's not good, Mike making me feel bad. Now, once again.
There you are, you're a victim.
Here I am, once again a victim.
Yeah.
Trying to get around. Oh, it was Mike's. Mike's getting caught in an attitude.
But thanks you get.
Mike is a beloved figure on this program.
Yeah. He gets more positive promotion on this program than almost anyone. Oh. Yeah, I'm a main man.
Okay. Now, you know, you leave it to Bernard, who is an absolute moron, okay?
Now, listen here.
I just walked in the house, and he didn't even relay the message. He said, you want to go on the show? I said, I just walked in the door.
Doesn't make if you just walked in the door.
No.
I just walked in the door. I didn't know what you guys have been talking about, and I said, I'll talk to Don when I get in. I'm not mad. I said, that's exactly what I said.
You didn't say you were not mad.
I did tell
you. Didn't
so, in other words...
You shut up, Bernard.
So, Bernard, Bernard mischaracterized...
What did you just say to me?
He told you to shut up. And you
And my
shut up. What are you telling? You leave him alone. Yes. Did you just tell me to shut up?
He told you to shut up, Mr. Ines.
What?
Shut up and die, please.
How about if I shoot you?
Come on and shoot me. I'm going to shoot myself.
Anyway, well, Mike.
And my whole point this morning was, why would you go down this road to where you depict it that Susan is an enormously sensitive woman, and you're depicting it like Dog and I spent yesterday beating on her when we didn't say one word about her. She can have her view. You misrepresented my view completely the whole morning, and then when I try to come on and give it to you, you hang up on me.
No, we blew you up.
I didn't misrepresent your view. Well, what is your view?
Number one, I said that I never said that Charlie Ward is not a public person. What I said was Charlie Ward has no standing. In that he is a basketball player. Why would anybody care what his point is on theology? He is a nitwit when it comes to theology. He's not a person who has any standing in that area.
Oh, well, that's different.
That's very different.
About Rocca. That was my exact same point on Rocca. Why would anybody care what John... If John Rocca worked at Kmart, who would care what he said?
You compared him to your barber, and your barber doesn't have as many followers as Charlie Ward does.
I said when he takes his uniform off, his point of view is as important as your barber's. That was what I said.
You know, here's the thing that I'm most upset about is you telling me to shut up, Bernard. And calling...
you're taking his side when he's misrepresenting our conversation on the phone. Well, you're rolling over for him. That's what
I'm
saying. Bottom line, Bernard, is you're so quick to get back there to report to Don that I was mad.
I did not say that.
You were trying to cause trouble between me and Mike, Bernard.
I cited Mike on the phone. He said he would rather not come on. He'd like to speak to you when he gets here. Did you not say that, Mike?
Yes, and why did I say I didn't want to come on?
Because you just walked in the door.
Bingo. Had nothing to do with the
answer. What difference does that make? You can talk on your... on the fly. What's the big deal?
Why don't you let him decide?
drive, whether it's a big deal or not.
I didn't. He calls up and he called me a moron. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, but you are a moron.
Bernardo, if I have to explain the whole story, I was outside my house.
You were catching a minor attitude. You didn't want to. You were upset. I flew you up this morning, and that's why you didn't want to go on.
You know what? Again, Bernard misrepresents
I'm
outside the house with guys who were here who were coming to paint the house.
You're on the phone now.
The painter. Yeah, because you tried to create more problems.
I didn't create what problem? There's no problem. You didn't want to come on. That's fine. I don't care.
The shocker is Mike Francesa goes to a nude hair salon. That's what I find most astonishing.
What nude hair salon?
He said his something about his barber when his barber undresses and when Charlie.
No. He was talking about Charlie Ward undressing.
I mean, this whole thing, and I at what
doesn't
point,
go to a nude barber.
This is how crazy this is.
You go to a nude barber?
This is how crazy this is.
This is astonishing.
You get knocked if you say something, and you get knocked if you don't say something.
Yeah.
So if you're Mike Breen and you do the game and you don't say anything, you get knocked by nitwits like Raceman for not saying something.
Yeah.
And if you say something, you get knocked for saying something.
Yeah.
Show some guts.
Bernard, you don't have to worry about showing guts because you have no credibility of standing anywhere.
Ouch. I feel like I just got a harpoon in my side.
Well, thanks, Mike.
See you later.
Mike Francesa here on the Ivan Money program. Well, why do you resort to one telling me to shut up, which I'm greatly offended.
He calls me a moron.
Why are you telling me to shut up?
I can't defend myself because he was misrepresenting our conversation. I had to pick up for myself.
Yeah, but you didn't say that he had been outside. And it just come in the house.
Listen
and,
to you, rolling over for Francis. Look at me.
Well,
you look yourself in the mirror.
No, you didn't.
This is the way it's going to go with Suge Knight. Exact same way. They get on the phone, they talk tough to you, and you just fold up.
You didn't point out the facts. That's not true either, by the way.
He said he was on the phone. He doesn't want to speak to you now. He wants to speak when he gets in after the program.
But that's not what...
morning. That's what I said.
Okay, but that's not what he said.
Well, I don't want to give you this whole morning routine.
No, you didn't want to give me the facts.
Two Bialys with bacon and eggs. And... Come on.
Here now, I'm Mr. Washington, Senior Military Affairs. Please welcome out to the Amazon Morning Program, Rabbi Dove Kramer.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rabbi Kramer. So you're an official rabbi now?
Official as it gets, I guess. I have ordination.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. Do you have your own congregation yet?
No.
But you went to rabbinical school, right?
Self-study, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Was it a closed cover before striking school? No.
No.
But it worked out.
Yes.
You had to take all these tests and stuff, right?
Correct. Oral, not written, oral.
That must have been difficult, though.
Oh, I think that's...
Worse than the stuff you had to memorize for the bar mitzvah?
Different. When you're 13 and 30, things are a little different in your perspective.
Really?
How so?
When you're 13, it's a burden. You don't want to do it. You do it reluctantly.
Right.
And it's just straight memorization or whatever what you're doing,
right.
Learning the material. Here, it's understanding concepts and applying them to practical situations. So it's a lot more rewarding,
right.
A lot more practical.
Why did you want to be a rabbi?
At first, I thought that could make a bigger difference on the grassroots, unofficially, and saw that some people really do respect the title more than just some person being active. So I thought it's a good idea. I was studying anyway. All it meant was narrowing the focus of my study to a particular curriculum.
Right. So you're happy the way things worked out?
Yes, thank God. Everything's fine.
What are you eventually going to do?
My options are open. I did some teaching recently, filled in at a Jewish day school recently. They asked me to actually work regularly every day next year, but I actually turned them down yesterday.
Oh, you did?
But we'll see.
Radio Shack.
And you're an engineer here at the radio station.
Right.
Right. And have been for a long time.
Yes.
Married, have a couple of kids.
Yes.
And you're a big blues fan.
Not listening that much recently, but I was, yes.
Well, what happened to the blues now? You haven't blown off the blues for what?
Yeah, I chose Talmud over the blues now.
Did you discover there's something evil about the blues or no?
No.
Oh, okay. So now, we have this big controversy here at the radio station, and you're...
I hadn't noticed.
And you're in a unique situation to offer at least some thoughts on it. We have a couple of basketball players who have made some what any reasonable person could say were anti-Semitic remarks. Clearly, they were.
Why were they anti-Semitic, in your opinion?
Well, blaming Jews for killing Jesus is just wrong. So, one. And two.
Even if they really believe that and have some sort of biblical reference to go back on.
Well, yes, but it's wrong. I don't think it's accurate. Do you? Okay. We've pretty much proved historically and biblically that it's not accurate, haven't we?
Essentially, I mean, that's...
We know they didn't kill Christ, that's for sure.
I'm suggesting that Jews persecute Christians.
But do I have the right to tell somebody else what their belief systems should say?
Well, I think they have a right to be accurate in your pronouncements, particularly if you are an influential public figure, which they are as basketball players, because they're put in a position by either the team or by their own choice or whatever of influencing young people in other areas, whether it's to get them to read more, to stay in school, or whatever. So when they make a statement like this, even though it's in the New York Times, it nevertheless, and it doesn't mean your kids have to read the New York Times, kids become aware of what these statements were,
right.
And that's why I thought Susan Waldman had a good point, and that was they will lend the same gravity to these observations, whether they have a right to make them or not. The fact that they're inaccurate gives them a responsibility to be accurate. That's my only point. So.
But is it insensitivity or is it anti-Semitism? Because they generally believe that they have biblical references, whether they're right or wrong in their assessments.
Oh, well, that's a good question. I don't know. That is a good question.
Bill's a self-hating Jew. Just kidding. Of course not. He makes an excellent point, actually.
That's a good point.
Very good point.
The issue, I think, is whether you transfer that to current day people. To say that there may have been, whether there were or not, and we're saying that Jews were not involved in the killing of Christ, but blaming people now, saying that I or Susan or somebody else has any kind of responsibility is a little silly.
Like black people are still being mad at white people for slavery.
Right.
We didn't do anything.
So the question is that jumble of saying that they think Jews were responsible and now transferring it to Jews today. And it was said in a context to a Jewish reporter, so you'd have to wonder if that's where he was going.
Right.
So that's the one point we have to point out that may have been problematic. The views are his. He has a right to them, a right to say them to his Bible study course. It might be dangerous. Yeah. We may all agree they're dangerous. That's his right.
Right.
The point is now to transfer it to say that it applies to people that are living today, here and now.
That's a pretty good point, isn't it?
It's a great point.
Very good point.
Excellent. Very good, Rabbi.
Thank you, Charles.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're impressed.
We're in thoughts of sorrow.
You need a temple.
We're just trying to cause trouble anyway.
Good job.
No, we haven't done much, sir. No,
we Dove was at the center of the storm yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you fear for your safety at any time yesterday?
Yeah.
The Nazis out in the newsroom?
Were you frightened?
There's no Nazis in the newsroom, Bernie. And the controller maybe right now, but not in the newsroom.
No, come on now. Yesterday, Francesa was in here. He almost knocked your beanie off your head. Come on.
He was upset if things were going on. He didn't blame anybody in the control room. He didn't blame me for it. He was venting towards me, that's true.
He wasn't yelling at you?
Oh, there's a fine line between yelling and venting. Who is venting?
Well, congratulations, Noam.
Thank you.
On your getting your rabbinical deal. And
yep. The completion of your studies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was good. 19 now till the hour. I-E-S-E-C-C, when I got it means to me. I-E-S-E-C-C.